We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tonight. Hello, morning folks.
I was thinking we organize a letter writing campaign.
Nope.
Let's begin today's Monday show.
It's never too cold to exercise outside.
I am just sick to my stomach this morning.
It's probably not a newsflash to tell you the Dutch are really, really good at speed skating. All but five of the 110 medals they've won have been on the speed skating oval.
I don't speak freaky deaky Dutch.
Good morning. Welcome to the Courtney and Company show. I'm Courtney. Hello.
Hello, Courtney.
There's Kevin.
Hello, Courtney.
And that's Lance. No, Jen. Jen's down.
Huh?
She's down.
What happened?
Not feeling well. She was ill last Friday when she came in, and she didn't sound, you know, she sounded like, she has like, I bet she had to sleep with her mouth open all night because there's no way anything was getting through there. So she's ill today, so we will have to forge ahead. I think we can do it.
I think so.
Kevin, I know you did a bunch of jingles last week. We debuted them last week. And we will continue to play them, but who knew we needed to do one about old Red?
I know!
Old 17-year-old Red Gerard.
What an amazing kid, you know? And the funny thing is, he's like the seventh or sixth of seven kids, and like 17 of his family members were at the games!
Wow. And I guess when they were kids, his older brother built like a track outside in their yard. I don't think that they had an average-sized yard.
No, no.
I think it was a little larger than you or I have. But yeah, old Red Gerard, he's the first gold medalist. Last night was so entertaining with Mirai Nagasu after being left behind last Olympics, landing the triple axel.
Right.
And the team winning the bronze. You could see Nathan Chen was trying to be positive with his teammates, but who knows what it would have been if he would have skated like he normally skates. But hopefully he'll do better in the men's singles event because we ain't going to win nothing when it comes to women. Did you see the women, the Russian women? I'm sorry, the Olympic athletes of Russia. their scores were so much higher than the best that we have.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's funny. I put the medal count up online at Y98.com, and usually it's like, USA, number one. No, we're like number five, number six.
We don't usually dominate at the
Winter Games.
Not like those colder, like, that's
Norway.
All they've got.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Russian women, they work so hard on the math of it. Like, the one girl doesn't do any jumps into the second half of her routine, so it's like more
for
points.
The higher scores, yeah.
Yeah. Which takes away the beauty of a routine, in my opinion.
Why does putting all the jumps at the back half of the routine help?
Because it's harder. And so any jump that you land in the second half of your routine, you get more points.
Because you're kind of worn out a little bit?
Okay. Yes. So this girl just skated around for like 2.5 minutes, and then boom, it was a jump bonanza. And she was good. She's 15 years old, this little Russian girl. Pretty impressive. So anyway, we'll talk more than just Olympics. We'll do entertainment schmig, and there's a bunch of great things in the news. Cardinals are going to have a problem with Kanye West, I think, maybe. I've got a story about him. There's a crazy story about somebody trying to get some stuff into a prison for some of the inmates. And there's one thing on, I'm going to just read you the list of things. You tell me what's the odd one on the list. But yeah, we have a lot to get to, and we'll talk more about the Olympics, break that down as well. Weather today was a nasty weekend. I know Kevin's kid's school was called off.
Yeah, it's because the roads, you know, outlining areas, they're still icy. They haven't got a chance to clear them yet. But the main roads, the highways, no problem at all.
Did you say main roads, right?
Yes.
Okay, I thought you said maiden roads.
He also said outlining areas.
I did.
Oh, he did? Yeah. I'm just looking at the weather because it's going to get really warm on Wednesday. It's crazy. Today, we're going to get up to about 37, and then tomorrow, 47, And then Wednesday, 60. Hold on, I'm not done. Thursday, 64. Whoa. Crazy, crazy weather. Right now it's 17. Here's Lance Hildebrand with another look at your traffic.
Sponsored by CC's 44 westbound.
Y98 with Courtney, Jen, who I didn't think was going to be here.
What? Where's she? She sounds terrible, by the way.
You don't sound bad at all. Just don't overdo it. Just sit back and do what you have to do, which is get Schmig ready. Kevin, Lance, all right. When I get carry out, because I enjoy carry out, Nick likes to sit at a restaurant. I like to get carry out a lot and bring it home. I enjoy it. Do you tip on carry out?
Yes.
Of course you do.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody has to put it together.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's usually the bartender, because that's where you pick it up. Like,
right,
if there's
the
a bar.
Hostess or something.
Yes. But they have to put it all together. They take your order. They bring it to you. Lance, are you a carry out tipper?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a church in South Florida got over $700 in food from Outback Steakhouse the other day. And the volunteer that went to pick it up didn't know that they should have tipped the worker who brought it to the car. Because, you know, Outback has those places where you can park.
Oh, yeah, 10-minute mm-hmm. parking mm-hmm. or whatever.
That worker then blasted them on social media, and she lost her job. The church was refunded their money.
What, for the whole entire order?
Wow.
Yeah. But, well, they're just trying to look good at this point. One employee, though, they fired her. The church said they didn't want the woman to lose her job over it.
Right.
How do you not know to tip on $700 of carryout? Do we have to start teaching these kind of things, too? Because maybe we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. I think you...
$700? Right. That's not like a $50 order.
How much would you even give for $700?
That's a good question.
Because, wow. I mean, how much do you give usually when you pick up takeout?
I don't do a percent. I just give like a couple dollars.
Yeah,
like,
a few dollars.
Like $5, $10. Yeah. It depends how much it is. Usually it's not more than...
But I mean, $700, if someone carried it out to your car, you'd give them at least, I don't know, what?
50?
50.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and that's...
At the very least, like a $20 bill or something.
You know, I was just thinking, because, you know, you're like, well, that's a lot, and 10% 70, but you wouldn't tip 70.
Here's the thing. If you do a catering order, the restaurants are going to start charging a gratuity.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, for this kind of stuff, we're going to charge you 10%.
You have to know better.
Yeah.
You have to.
I mean... Bring $50. Otherwise, they're going to start charging like a 10% gratuity. It's going to be $70 on top of everything.
Oh, my gosh. But then, you know, then you have the other side of the stay off of social media.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you didn't care about that job.
It's easy to get another. Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
Is
either.
Your name going to be when every restaurant Googles you from now on? Is this story going to pop up? That's the other thing. How long do you need to be publicly shamed for this, or have you learned your lesson?
How many bags is $700 worth of food?
A lot.
Hmm. Yeah, you're going to have help how out many, to the car with that.
Yeah, right. How many of those delicious bread things do you get with the honey butter?
Oh, yeah.
They have some good bread there.
Ooh.
I never should talk about food this early in the morning. It does not behoove me.
Always talk about food this early.
This was supposed to be more about tipping.
Nope. It always comes back to food.
It does.
Here's Lance with traffic.
And traffic is brought to you by CC.
Y98 with the Courtney and Company show. Earlier we were talking about something that I thought everybody knew about, but then I got a call off the air that said she wasn't aware of that. Tipping on carryout. And the reason she said that is because she never gets carryout. I'm a big carryout fan. I mean, I do. I enjoy carryout. And there was a story about a church in Florida that ordered $700 in food at Outback. And they came and picked it up. And they have those little, you know, food
curbside
to go.
Pickup, yes. Or whatever, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the woman that brought the food out was not given any kind of tip. And there's somebody that prepares all that. Somebody has to take the order, go to the kitchen, put the order in, then put it all together in boxes and bags with your condiments and your silverware. So somebody is doing something for you. So no tip. This woman went on social media and blasted the church. Well, she was fired. The church said they don't want her to be fired. And then the church they didn't have to pay. They got their money back for their $700 Outback order. So we're talking about tipping on carryout, and we have a call. Hi, Y98.
Hi. I had a tipping story. You know, you were saying, like, do we need to teach people to tip? Apparently we do. So I work at a high school, and during lunchtime, kids aren't supposed to have stuff delivered, but they always do. They order stuff from their phones. And I cannot tell you how many kids do not tip these delivery drivers.
No.
And I tell them, you know, like, you know, this is how they make their money. They're like, I don't need to tip. Like, I've never tipped before. You know, here are like 18-year-olds that have never tipped in their life. I'm floored, but they do need to be taught.
Well, yeah. And since you told them that, are they then aware of it? If I were a delivery guy, if I got a high school call, I'd be like, nope.
Yeah, if I were a service like Uber Eats or a food peddler, I'd take that address and not allow any of my people to go there.
We did have at one point kind of boycott our school because there were so many people not tipping, so they just refused to come anymore, and I don't blame them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you know what? I think until they get a job that's like that,
right,
and they understand it, but I think that then the parent has to teach them that.
And what are their parents doing letting them have food delivered to school every day? That's crazy.
I know. They're very spoiled, in my opinion. But
I know. I mean, I remember the big day for us at lunch is when I would get, like, all fries.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Just a big, huge plate of fries.
Right.
Or the deep fried burritos with the chili on top.
Yep. Mm.
Now I'm hungry for high school cafeteria food. There's something wrong with me. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Entertainment Schmidt coming up in a minute. I don't know if it was the talk of your house this weekend, but it was in ours, Kim Cattrall and Sarah Jessica Parker's feud. It's been taken to a whole nother level, and it's coming up in Schmig in the next 6 minutes on Y98.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
Woo! Yeah, there's never, ever, ever, ever going to be a Sex in the City 3. If there is, hell is officially burned
over. Or it's recast.
Sorry, hell is frozen over. Said hell's burned over. That too. Okay, so you know this feud's been going on between Sarah Jessica Parker and Kim Cattrall. Like, Kim said that she's never coming back to do the next show, and it's because Sarah was so awful, and yada, yada, yada. So, a couple weeks ago, Kim posted on her Instagram her brother was missing. Well, it turns out last week she announced that he has died, and the cause of death, they say there was nothing suspicious, and the family won't speak anymore about it, so I think that leads some people to believe suicide. So she announced the sad passing of her brother. Well, apparently Sarah Jessica Parker reached out, and that was the wrong thing to do. Here's Kim Cattrall's Instagram post. My mom asked me today, when will Sarah Jessica Parker, that hypocrite, leave you alone? Your continuous reaching out is a painful reminder of how cruel you really were then and now. Let me make this very clear, if I haven't already. You are not my family. You are not my friend. So I'm writing to tell you one last time to stop exploiting our tragedy in order to restore your, quote, nice girl persona. Then she writes, copy and paste link, and it's a New York Post article, Inside the Mean Girls Culture That Destroyed Sex in the City.
Here's my question. Why did Kim Cattrall keep coming back if it was so unbearable for her to work and be a part of one of the biggest shows of all time?
I don't know. Another thing that she posted was, I would like to thank my fans, friends, and my Sex in the City colleagues for the outpouring of support for myself and my family for the past 72 hours. And when Cynthia Nixon gave her condolences, she said, thank you so much.
All right.
She does not like SJP.
Maybe don't send it through social media.
I don't think she cares. I think that Sarah Jessica Parker maybe did it publicly. I don't know. These two, I don't think we'll ever be friends.
Yeah. Think?
50 Shades Free, number one at the box office. I don't think it's any surprise. I think at this point, it's really campy. I have a friend who went to see it. He said he went to see the first one with a bunch of people from work. They all got really drunk and went to the first one, and it was terrible, but they enjoyed it. Then the second one, like, I think as this has gone on, they recognize that it's kind of campy and they're making fun of themselves. They made fun of themselves in the second. Apparently, there's a musical number in 50 Shades Freed.
Sweet.
And he said it was highly enjoyable.
Kevin, did your wife read those books?
She did. She did. But I don't think she... I think she saw the first one, but I think that's been about it.
I don't think you know the truth.
Kevin's out. You can't handle the truth, Kevin.
I'm not allowed to. What?
Peter Rabbit second, 1517 to Paris was third. Justin Timberlake, another number one album, but not like he used to have. The 2020 Experience Part 1 is one of his four number ones, and that, in 2013, sold close to a million copies. This one, 293,000, his lowest number one debut. All right, royal wedding details, May 19th. You want to set your alarm now? That's weird. But the service, the wedding service, will start at 6 a.m. St. Louis time.
That's actually better than Princess Diana was earlier than that, wasn't it?
And it's a weekend.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, Kate and William got married during the week.
Yes.
I remember being at work and coming in early. Yeah, the 19th is a Saturday morning. And then the carriage procession, which some people say was even more enjoyable as they just like sit in a carriage and ride through the streets of London waving for an hour. That happens an hour later. Fewer than 100 days until the royal wedding. And about 800 people will be receiving an invitation to St. George's Chapel. Then a reception afterwards in one of the staterooms. Then an evening reception held by Prince Charles. I love this. The reception will be held inside the state apartments or at another venue within the Windsor estate, such as Frogmore House, where the couple's romantic engagement photos were taken.
They better get going on the booking.
I know, right? Less than 100 days. Oh, my gosh. All these places are going to turn them down. Elton John, by the way, rescheduling some dates in Vegas because I think he's hoping for a royal invite.
He's pretty close with the boys, isn't he?
A $1 million piano in Vegas, May 18th and 19th dates have been rescheduled because of a conflict. We get it. Spice Girls. I don't know about their tour dates because Victoria Beckham says they're not touring. She says she's not going out on tour. That's deceptive, though. Are they going to have, like, a Vegas residency? Or are they going to do, like, a bunch of shows in London and people just have to come to them? Like, five nights in O2 Arena?
Right.
I'm not going on tour doesn't mean you're not doing concerts.
No, you're right.
And JB Smoove from Curb Your Enthusiasm. I thought you'd enjoy this one. He was stopped in the airport recently, and he says he's so into This Is Us. They asked him a question about something else, and he said he's too locked in on This Is Us to follow the news. And then he said he's been binge-watching it, and it could get better if he was on it.
Oh, I can't. What would he ever do on that show?
Randall's wacky uncle?
I don't think that... You're taking that show in a totally different direction with him. Right.
I think, no offense, JB Smoove, but when you come on the show, that's when the show will jump the shark.
Right. You'll just laugh as soon as you see him.
Right. But he's the remedy if you don't want to make people cry every episode. JB Smoove.
Get extra tissues for this week's.
That's Entertainment Schmig, more at 840 and online at y98.com. Lance on the brand now with a look at traffic.
And it's sponsored by
234 BLISS to 234-234.
I owe Ideal Image a big thank you from over this weekend when we had a 90s trivia night and I dressed up as Courtney Love. I put the dress on in our room and my daughter immediately said, oh, you can't wear that. It's too short. I said, we made a lot of mistakes in the 90s. You know.
Yeah, it was short.
It was short. And I wore thigh-high fishnet stockings.
And ripped them.
But guess what I didn't have to do? Shave before trivia night. It was pretty awesome. So thank you, Ideal Image. I had my legs treated at Ideal Image like 5 years ago, had my underarms treated there too. Courtney's had her legs. And it's moments like that when you're so thankful. you know, you have so many things to do before you're getting ready for a big night. And one thing you don't have to do is hop in the shower.
Yeah, you're totally ready. You look down, you see the hair, and
you see no hair.
Well, no, I'm saying before ideal image.
Yeah, yeah.
You throw the leg over the sink and you either wet it or you don't. We've all been there. But Ideal Image wants to take that off your to-do list. And this is the time to get into Ideal Image, because get 45% off laser hair removal only at Ideal Image, the advanced med spa. That's right, 45% off. And in honor of Valentine's Day, all bikini laser hair removal packages are on sale, but only for a limited time. And you can get their Brazilian bikini package for the price of their basic bikini package. That is over a 60% savings. But you have to act fast, because this sale won't last. 1-800-BE-IDEAL, 1-800-234-3325 to book your appointment online, idealimage.com. When you call them, tell them Courtney and Jen sent you.
Today's best.
198 Imagine Dragons and Thunder. We've been talking about the weather, 37 the high today, and we talked about how by Thursday we'll see a high of 64, but did you see Friday?
Back down?
Snow.
I see, yeah. I just stopped at the 64.
Wintry mix and 35 on Friday. Oh my gosh. Crazy. Right now it's 15 downtown.
All right, a couple food related items this morning. Lucky Charms. When's the last time you had a bowl of Lucky Charms?
Ooh, the kids have had them, and I just pick out the marshmallows.
Okay.
They don't like them.
They don't like the marshmallows?
No, there's something wrong with them.
Yeah, that's the only reason to get the cereal.
Right?
Yeah,
otherwise, it's just alphabet cereal. What is that? Remember the one?
Alphabets.
Alphabets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what Lucky Charms is.
I think so.
Right? Without the marshmallows. Yeah. Well, they just announced, didn't they do something with a marshmallow last year?
They sold just the marshmallows, right?
No, you can do that at any time. Amazon, you can find them online. But I thought they got rid of one or were voting on one. Well, they're retiring.
What?
It's not one that's legendary. It's one that they created in 2008. It's the yellow and orange hourglass marshmallow.
Oh, I didn't even know that. That's how long it's been since I've had Lucky Charms.
They haven't announced what they'll be replacing it with. That's the only reason they're doing it.
That one
wasn't around when we were kids, so I don't care.
It was green clovers, blue diamonds.
Get rid of the blue diamonds. Do we really need those? Purple horseshoes.
Pink hearts.
Rainbows.
Yellow moons.
There were rainbows in there, too, I think.
I don't remember rainbows.
I remember the rainbow. Yeah.
All right. Let's see what else. Oh, this is sad to me. I think we did some kind of survey about something that people didn't know. And we couldn't believe the amount of people that didn't know this.
Yeah.
Well, there's a new one. They just did a new survey, and 4 out of 10 people can't tell the difference between an apple and a mango.
How many people?
What? 4 out of 10.
That's insane. One of those we have stocked in our house every day.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, and the apple section is so large.
Right.
I would say maybe they wouldn't be able to figure out a mango and like a similarly shaped fruit, like an avocado.
And 20% can't tell the difference between a tangerine and a grapefruit.
What?
And 10%, that's a smaller amount, they don't know what a pomegranate is. I mean, when I was a kid, I loved a pomegranate.
Oh, yeah.
Now they're just kind of a hassle for me.
Yeah, to clean out all the gunk in between the seeds.
Mm. Used to be kind of a game for me when I was younger.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care anymore. And then...
when you were acting up, your mom sat you down with a bowl of water and a pomegranate and said, go to town.
Right. And then one other food-related note. The popular new hot dog topping is...
fried onions.
No, that sounds fine. Peanut butter.
Ooh, no.
What?
What?
No.
What's the dog?
It says the
name.
The people at Food and Wine magazine tried it out, and they said it's surprisingly good. Peanuts and the hot dog
seem to work.
You know what's surprisingly good? A hot dog with mustard.
Yes. Yeah. Of course, if you're Kevin.
Ketchup.
Mm-hmm. Not right.
I would try a bite of it just because I love peanut butter.
Not necessary.
No, it's not necessary.
Just like the blue moons in Lucky Charms. Here's Lance with traffic.
Sponsored by CC's. Let's start, Will.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.